Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
AcuraDealers.com for current incentives.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, October 26th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Oh, hello, everyone.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys? I'm surprised that Bick isn't wearing his Kyle Allen jersey this morning.
Hey, if I had one, I'd rock it.
Well,
no
like
doubt.
I said on Friday, Washington's a much better team, and they will dominate the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. Yeah,
you sent me a bitter Venmo, Jason.
What did I send you?
I don't know. I think you sent me the $10 Venmo, and the message said something like, the Cowboys are poop.
Well, that's the fact.
I think you even sent it before the game was over.
Well, you had already reached the 23 points, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was 25-3. I sent it to you.
It's nice to hear that music, though.
Congratulations.
I said it was the first time I was picking Washington, and it might have been the only time I was going to pick Washington if they lost. But it felt like the Eagles game. It was set up for a win. I mean, the Cowboys' offensive line was in tatters.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw them in the weeks before giving up a ton of points to the Giants.
Right.
And the Giants don't exactly have this explosive offense. Their defense is horrible. And right now, you'd rather be the Washington football team than the Dallas Cowboys.
Absolutely. I mean, look at what they've done post Dak Prescott. They've put up 13 points in two games.
Especially now since they're going to be down to their third quarterbacks. I can't imagine Dalton's playing for a while.
Well, you know, the way the game was set up, you know, I said it on Friday, my opinion was if they got half of the defensive production that they had against Philly, right, which was four sacks and some pressures, they got six. Montez Sweat got in there. Chase Young didn't have a sack, but he was kind of all over the football field. They were
forced
doubling
the interception.
Him. Huh?
He kind of forced the interception.
Oh,
with
no
the
doubt.
Pressure.
No doubt. He was all over the field. And, you know, I said if Kyle Allen could just have one turnover or less and he had zero, they would be in good stead. And, you know, Jace talked all week about their weapons, and I kind of got a kick out of Zeke only having 45.
Yeah, they did nothing.
CeeDee Lamb dropped everything they threw at him, literally everything.
Didn't catch a ball.
And, you know, Amari Cooper had a nice day, but they were the quietest 80 yards maybe in the history of football.
It was utter domination. That's what it was. I clearly underestimated the fact that Dallas' offensive line was so bad. They were. Gibson was really good. I thought the play calling was much better.
A
lot more motion. I know you've been calling for that, Bick.
Yeah.
Allen was good. I mean, he took advantage of a bad defense.
He was solid. He had a clean sheet. That's the most important thing for him.
But Gibson was really, really good. He averaged almost 7 yards a carry. He was the most impressive player offensively for me. But look, they beat a bad team, but that was a below average team beating a dreadful team. And that's
I said this 3 weeks ago. It was the get right game. Whoever was going to be the quarterback, if it was Dwayne Haskins, if it was Alex Smith, and it was Kyle Allen, they were going to look good against that defense. That Cowboys defense is historically bad. Mm-hmm. They give up a ton of points. They give up a ton of yards. And then on the other side of the ball, as Cakes mentioned, when you got Andy Dalton in there, it's just not the same offense. And then when you look at that offensive line, I mean, we didn't know on Friday whether Zach Martin was going to play. But when Zach Martin was ruled out, they had two third stringers in the starting lineup, two second stringers in, and one guy who started the first game. One.
Yeah, that clearly was evident. And Dalton was pissed, yelling at his guys on the bench. But they can only do what they can only do. I mean, they're only so good. That's why
they're
first stringers.
They also,
They're going against first-round picks, so.
Well, also, I thought, you know, the game plan was a little better defensively, too. Like, obviously, because of the issues, Del Rio was a little more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Cole Holcomb was all over the football field. Whenever that guy plays, he's just always around the ball. I'm not saying he's great. He's not. But he's always around the ball. So he's been healthy the last couple weeks, so it's been nice to have that addition. I thought he had a monster game yesterday. You know, the hit on Dalton was unfortunate. I disagree with Daryl Johnson. I don't think it showed a lack of respect for your opponent. I think it was just sort of a lack of discipline.
It's football.
It's lack of discipline. A guy was trying to make a big hit, and, you know, it snaps. You know, those things happen so fast.
I mean, a player's instinct, especially a linebacker, is to, you know, drive a shoulder into the player, and it just – It was just unfortunate.
It was unfortunate. It wasn't like
the angle
a disrespect.
Was just bad. No,
it was terrible hit, and he should have been ejected. But he, you know, I don't think he's a headhunter or anything. It was just unfortunate.
Dalton looked like he didn't know what planet he was on.
I'd be surprised if he plays for a month.
I felt bad for him, man. Yeah,
yeah, I did too.
Brutal.
I felt bad for him.
Yep.
But I don't think it was some malicious thing.
When Ben DiNucci came in, the game was already decided. But when you saw Ben DiNucci under center, and I know it was only for a limited sample size. I mean, you just knew that that game was unlosable at that point for Washington. You knew there was no coming back.
EB, you should ask for the music throughout the show because you don't get many of these. Revel in it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Should. But I tell you, this is the time to win games. And, you know, we've got the Giants, after the bye week?
Yep.
Then the Lions and then the Bengals. And then the Cowboys again. I mean, you know.
It's crazy that 2-5
feels
good.
Go on a little run here.
Hey, you feel optimistic at
2-5. 2-5 feels really good.
All right, I'm not gonna go that far. They're gonna win all those games, but let's go week by week.
Each one of those games, like I said last week, each one of those games individually is winnable in like a realistic fashion.
Well, Dallas certainly is.
Well, I think the Giants are.
I think the Lions and the
Bengals are, but you know,
I mean,
maybe
the
not.
Giants, they
could lose them all, but
could have won last week against the Giants. It came down to a 2-point conversion. They failed.
Yeah, they should have. They decided to turn that game into
a
point
flip. Well, I can
tell
you what, you can eliminate the Cowboys from any possible division winning run because they're clearly missing their starting quarterback more than anybody else, and Dalton can't do it. Dalton probably won't play.
Well,
for
I don't
a few
know
weeks.
How long those guys on the line are out for. I
yeah,
mean,
but DiNucci, if DiNucci's playing,
Zach Martin should come back.
If DiNucci's playing for any significant amount of time, I mean, you're down to your third stringer. Can't imagine going to win many games. So,
no, they. Won't. A lot but of their guys, Dalton, be back in
a lot of their guys on the offensive line that were out for the year. Some of them, like Lyle Collins, Tyron Smith.
Yeah.
Those guys are out for the year. Travis Frederick,
out
for the year.
That's good. I mean, that bodes very, very well. You know, again, it's all on Kyle. I mean, I like the kid. He made a couple plays, made that one play where I saw for sure he was dead to rights, and he got the first down, showed his speed. That kid could scoot a little bit. And, you know, he had one throw that was a little dicey in the end zone there. You went, ooh, don't throw that one. Luckily, he got away with it. But, you know, I thought he played very solid. And if he can limit turnovers,
he can make some plays. The offense move better, but you have to keep it in perspective. It's against the Cowboys, so everybody has looked good. Against the Cowboys.
Right, but I'm comparing him to our previous starter, and he's more accurate, he's got better pocket awareness, he makes better decisions, and he's more athletic.
I think that's true. I also think that Haskins would have had a big day against the Dallas Cowboys.
He might have if he could hit a barn. You know.
Also, you have to give Rivera and Turner credit. They only had Kyle Allen throw the ball 25 times, and they leaned on the running game, which is the way that Rivera wants to win games. And it worked out today because Gibson had a breakout.
They're not going to have
again,
that. That's because they had the big lead.
Again, the Cowboys were giving up 173 rushing yards per game.
So you identify that. You attack it. That's smart.
Right. But I didn't feel like maybe Cakes does and everyone else. Like the Kyle Allen hate club is so huge. Mm-hmm. I get a kick out of it because I root for him.
I don't think it's a hate club. I think it's a realize that he's pretty mediocre club.
Well, I think he's better. I think he's decent. So I think he's decent. I think you win with him if he limits his turnovers, and that's the whole key. Yesterday he did, but I like never watch it and like hold my nose when he drops back or anything. I feel confident that he's going to make a decent decision.
I think he's this guy's okay until the end of 2020 club. That's where I would fall on Kyle.
Maybe
you can't have designs on him being the starter going into 2021 and beyond.
I don't necessarily, but why are we making that decision in week 7 or 8 or whatever? Why don't we play it out and let's see where we end up? I mean, what if these guys go on a run here? Because they play bad teams. I'm not saying we're good, but we play bad teams, you know?
Well, yeah, half the league's bad, so.
And the division, nobody's going to run away with it. It's amazing how many people think, oh, well, you know, I think what Jason says is valid about the Cowboys. Be like, oh, the Eagles are prohibitive favorites now. Well, the Eagles should have lost their last game, which means they would still only have one win. The
Eagles frankly,
are so
we should
lucky.
We should be 3-4.
Right. The Eagles are so lucky that Evan Engram dropped that dime from Daniel Jones on Thursday Night Football, because if he catches that, they run out the clock, and the Eagles still have one win.
Mm-hmm.
So then Dallas and Washington with two wins are in first place. Instead, they're a half game back. So I'm not buying that the Eagles are the prohibitive favorite, and I've seen a lot of people say that.
They're not prohibitive.
But why are they the favorite in this division? The division is so bad.
They're not prohibitive. They're a slight favorite just based on the Vegas numbers. And I would think that if you think that the Eagles are going to win, it's because you think they have the best quarterback, which they do, even though he has struggled. And, you know, you can argue between Wentz and Jones, but and they should be getting some of their players back because they've been very injured. So that's the only reason that people probably say Philly is the team to beat. Philly plays Dallas Sunday night, and DiNucci's going to play, or whoever they bring in off the street. They got to win that game.
They should.
So they'll be 3-4.
But we should be 3-4. I mean, it was inexplicable for Ron to get all macho and go for 2 last week. That was so dumb, and now you're really paying for it now. But I feel like we're as good as everybody in the division. I mean, I do. I mean, none of them are.
Look, like you said, they're going to play it out.
If they win one more game the rest of the way, and Kyle Allen turns it over every week, then you know,
so
knock yourself out and try to upgrade that position. But they got an opportunity to win some games here in the next few weeks after the bye. So I'm willing to reserve judgment. They're not going to be in the running for Trevor Lawrence.
No.
Okay, so get that out of the way. They're probably not going to be in the running for Justin Fields. So, you know, it is what it is. You just have to draft better, find guys. You know, find the Lamar Jackson in there. Find the Pat Mahomes at 10.
Yeah, the pro tank crowd, they were not happy.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to tank against that Dallas team.
Yeah, it's near impossible.
I mean, unless you're playing all your taxi squad players. I mean, that still might have got a win.
And
worst.
I said this.
Feels awesome to win.
I don't know if they'd be interested, but I said this a couple weeks ago when Dak Prescott went down. Dallas should be a team that Washington is reaching out to about Dwayne Haskins.
Oh,
they just should.
They should at least.
I'm not saying Dallas is going to say, "Okay, we want that guy," but they should be making a call.
I only saw the cameras go to Dwayne one time yesterday. Maybe they went more.
I saw him once.
But I only saw him one time, and he was just sitting there chilling on the bench. You know,
well, why
like
would they
hoodie.
Go to him even once? I mean, he's the third string quarterback.
I want to just see body language. That's what I'm looking for. But, yeah, so I have no idea. I only saw him the
How
one time.
How about the body language of the Cowboy players? Man, that must have been a real fun flight home.
Well, I mean, you know, McCarthy made a great point after the game that when Dalton did get hit like that, normally there'd be guys scuffling. And you didn't see any of that. Standing up for their guy, right?
There's no fire there.
There was
nobody,
nothing.
Nothing.
Those guys should have been, like, even though I don't think it was malicious, it was a bad hit and should have been ejected, I don't think he did it on purpose. You should have been guys in his face standing up for
him. Well, I'll tell you what, if that was Dak, they would have.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, it's one unhappy team with a lot of strife, with the head coach. My son was telling me, he's like, do you think McCarthy's going to be one and done? Like, I don't think so. He signed like a huge long contract, but it's not working out right now for Mike McCarthy in Dallas.
No,
that's for sure.
And
by the way, somebody,
you know, maybe McCarthy's not fired, but maybe McCarthy's forced to make some moves on his staff.
Somebody,
you know, maybe
tweeted
Nolan
yesterday.
Goes.
I don't remember who it was, but basically saying, don't ever sleep on the brilliance of Aaron Rodgers, that he carried Mike McCarthy for so long in Green Bay when he's clearly a terrible head coach. He's an awful head coach.
Well, then it's always weird.
He was along for the ride.
It's always weird when a former play caller gives up his duties play calling. So for years, he was the play caller in Green Bay. So you'd see him with the sheet.
But
and
I don't mind that.
If he's doing nothing.
Like you have Kellen Moore there, who you feel is a competent offensive coordinator, a good play caller. I'm fine with the coach being the CEO type. and delegating
I'm
that.
Fine with it. I'm just saying it's
but that was
strange
his one skill.
When you're used
yeah.
to it.
Well, also, he might not have any skill.
Right. I think it might have exposed him.
He might have
to
zero
having no skill.
Right. He's just luck boxed his way into where he is. It happens right. to a lot of people in so, a lot of lines
a
of work.
A lot of industries, right?
Yeah. All right? It is just the second time this year that we can say it. It's a Victory Monday.
Play
here
that music,
on the
Valdez.
Fan.
Let me hear it, brother.
We'll be playing it throughout the show. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines, get your reaction to the Washington win over the Dallas Cowboys, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. We'll talk to John Keim, Washington Football Insider, coming up at 7 o'clock. Chris Russell from 106.7 The Fan will join us at 9 on a Victory Monday on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Victory Monday on the Sports Junkies is driven by your local D.C. area Acura dealers. Shop dcarea.acuradealers.com for current incentives.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7, John Keim, insider for ESPN.com, will join us to give his take on the Washington win, which, of course, puts them at 2-5, which is a half game back in the division. NFC East. You've got the Philadelphia Eagles at 2-4-1. You have Washington and Dallas at 2-5. And then you have the Giants at 1-6. Washington, of course, will be on bye this week. So they can revel in a win for 2 weeks.
It definitely feels better going into a bye week with a dub than a just tragic loss.
And by the way, we mentioned the Cowboys play in Philly. Probably going to be down there. Their quarterback, Dalton, I would assume that DiNucci is going to start. And then the Giants are playing Tampa, I believe, on Monday night. So, the Giants could slip even further back. So it's a good time for Washington to have that bye, even though, it was kind of costly yesterday. Even though Collins has not had a great year, losing Landon Collins for the year, that doesn't help, especially at that position.
Yeah.
By the way, Belichick is clearly losing to Brady this year.
It's looking that way.
When everybody was arguing, who's going to be better? Is it going to be Belichick without Brady or Brady in Tampa? Yeah. Brady looks ridiculous. I think since the first two games, it's 15 touchdowns, one pick. And they're going to add Antonio Brown. All of a sudden, Gronk is starting to look good.
Gronk looks good.
When Evans and Godwin are healthy. Add Antonio Brown to the mix. Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's see.
Another weapon.
And they've got a really good defense, too. That defense will strangle you.
So, and Cam Newton has just looked just atrocious the last 2 weeks. Right. And, benched yesterday, which you never expected, but he was really bad.
He had a bunch of turnovers, right? You have three or four turnovers?
He had three picks.
Yep, three picks.
Yeah. Well, how great was that game? Is Drab here, by the way? Is Drab in today? Or is he
yeah,
off?
Yeah, Rick.
Hey, okay. What's up, man?
What's up?
Congratulations. We
Thank
got to
you.
Get the whole feedback and everything. You getting any rest?
Well, the Seahawks game ended at about 12:25 a.m., so.
Believe me, I stayed up for it.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem with rest right now.
Yeah.
And the little ones are still in the hospital, right?
Yeah, yeah. They'll be there for a few more weeks. So
actually, you should be getting some great sleep.
Right now, all weekend, I slept great.
Yeah. And you guys probably are, how often do you spend time at the hospital in a situation like that? Can you spend hours there? You know, 8 hours a day? Or
if
what do you do?
If you want, you can stay there 24 hours a day if you really wanted to. But we only left on Friday.
Yeah.
So then we went Saturday and last night for a couple hours.
Yeah, because there's really not much you can do, right? When they're in the NICU. You
can't even hold them yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's challenging for sure.
So they were both under 4 pounds. He sent us pictures, and we saw that. And it was a month early. You should let the audience know. I know Grant scooped the show. Like, we decided not to make an announcement. And then Grant scooped the show, which is fine. What was it like?
Well, I heard you tried to beat Grant to it.
Well, I said, should we mention it?
It's all good.
And Valdez said, no, I don't think so. And so we decided not to.
No, I don't care at all. Yeah, I have identical twin girls born at 32 weeks. So they definitely came early. They were supposed to be original due date is December 12th.
Right.
And then my wife, I mean, it was just the last like 10 days was just miserable. Her just in the worst pain ever. At one point, she said, I think I'm having contractions. And I told her it was a cramp and go back to bed. That was a mistake. In fact, she let me know that she would never, ever forget that while she was in the hospital.
She said that to you?
Yeah. Well, you know. But, dude, it happens fast. You know, it's like a hurry up and wait thing.
She had a C-section then, I assume.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was surreal, man. When they decide to go, they toss you the gown and say, put this on.
Right.
We'll meet you in the operating room.
It's rock and roll time.
And then did you actually get to see the innards like cakes?
Yeah, I looked.
What'd you think?
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't get as good a look as I wanted to. Because that stuff doesn't engross me. I mean, I was curious.
Right. You felt like you needed to look.
I would
see,
have a hard time.
Involved.
I couldn't watch.
Yeah. Well, there was like 15 people in there. It was hard to get a good look.
Yeah, of course.
You didn't have a silly vantage point.
Yeah, you didn't have a silly front row seat.
No,
what I can't imagine.
Should've went on SeatGeek.
Is babies that small? Now, they look beautiful and everything they look healthy, but and it's hard for me to picture the size because you know they're basically half the size of you know kind of a standard size baby that comes out right because they came out so early. So I mean, what was the length?
Like 15 and a half to 16 and a half.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, sitting there, they just look small. It's not like they're underdeveloped.
Right. They look healthy.
Yeah, they look healthy.
I'm just trying to picture how small, because they're so small anyway. But, you know, to make them, it's unbelievable.
It's a surreal feeling. You guys all know. Just standing there thinking, well, this is unbelievable. This is the biggest moment of my life.
Oh, you created life. I'm selling.
Yeah,
look at this. Look what I've done.
50% to do with this. Right. You know, and then you just stare at them.
Well,
I got two of them, yeah.
You basically got 100% to do with them for the next 20 years.
Can you tell the difference between the two?
No. Well, they're in different beds. One's a little bit more red than the other one right now. Uh-huh. But that will all correct.
What are the names?
Their names are Blake and Tinsley.
Very good. Like them.
Bortles and Jamal.
Why did you?
Pretty quick.
Why did you think of me?
Oh, because I wanted to make sure they had no big red splotches on their face.
Right.
Like you always said.
A Gorbachev. You want to make sure they don't have a Gorbachev.
Yeah. Count all their fingers 100 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did all that. That's good.
Yeah, but it was wild, man. Long week.
It's exciting, though. And then you don't even, like most dads would be changing diapers by now or doing something like that. You got to wait like another month.
Yeah, it's a strange feeling. You're a dad, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Although I got to tell you, I got together with one of my buddies yesterday who has a 2-month-old. And he said, ask me how many diapers I've changed. And he said proudly said 3. Which over 2 months is pretty amazing.
No, I know when my kids were little, I did almost all the changing, a ton of the changing because I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
I couldn't, you know, I had no boobs. I didn't have Drabby. Now, Drabby has boobs, so he might actually be able to help
out. Are you
out
doing the breastfeeding?
Hey, how did this turn into attacking the
come on.
New dad?
Don't I get a break here?
Brutal.
I know so much about breast milk. It's unbelievable.
You
know
so much about lactation? Is she pumping now then?
So much pumping every 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
They get tired of that real quick.
They probably say, is that even more important when they're a little premature to do that?
Yeah.
Is that what they say? I have no idea.
They're feeding them someone else's milk. Uh-huh. So they're trying to get mama's milk in there.
Right. Oh, man. Well, like congratulations, dude.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It'll be cool when they're finally at home.
That'll be a big day for sure.
It's a big one.
It'll be cool, and it'll also be stressful because I know, I always tell you, and I'm sure you guys have the same feeling, when we brought Steven home, he was screaming, and I didn't have any nurses to hand him to or ask, and I just laid him on the bed, and we said, now what do we do?
Right.
Because you don't know what to do.
Right, and you assume when they cry that there's something wrong with them, but that's just what they do. I mean, they're hungry.
They're probably hungry. But you don't know what to do. You just don't know what to do.
I'm hoping my mother-in-law does.
Do you have two car seats now in your car?
They're not in there yet, but they'll be in there.
They will be soon.
I mean, they're in the garage.
That's the hard part is just loading them up and taking them out of a car
seat
two different times.
You got to get those in there right. That's like a big deal.
You're going to have so many diaper bags.
I think they check at the hospital. They don't let
you
drive off.
Because you can't just put it in there all sloppy and hurting. Mm-mm. I'm sure Valdez's parents put it in there and it was all loose.
Right.
I think I was in the trunk.
Yeah. His head was banging against the door.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have it in there tight. Tight.
It's got to be snug.
Yeah. But anyway, your boys last night absolutely killed me. It's a fun game to watch. Loved it. Had another just mediocre weekend. I basically pick games for real money at a 33% clip. That's basically what I do.
That means you're going to have no money soon.
So I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to parlay this last one, the total. And I actually bought the points down to 2.5. Uh-huh. And then just had to go over, I think it was 54. So I felt pretty good about the total the whole game. Wasn't worried at all. And then once they went up 10, I felt great. But I still kept it on because I actually do like Kyler Murray. And sure enough, those bastards,
they came back,
sent
it
in overtime.
The Seahawks defense,
did it again.
The Seahawks defense is worse than the Cowboys defense, at least in terms of yards per game. I think they were giving up entering yesterday's game. 470 yards per game. Think about that. Nearly 500 yards a game allowed by Seattle, but I thought they were going to get hooked for a second because remember a couple weeks ago they probably should have lost to the Vikings. The Vikings went for that fourth down, which gave them life, and then Russell Wilson and the Seahawks earned the win, but they were fortunate there. And then last night, Arizona gets in position to win in overtime, and the field goal kicker missed it. I was like, oh.
Mm. Wow.
They're poop. I mean, Russ was below average, and he's got to be perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they could get a sack against Broad Run High School. I mean, their defense is atrocious.
I mean, what did Arizona do with DK Metcalf? Did they triple him? Because Lockett must have been open all night long.
Patrick Peterson was playing unbelievable.
Yeah, they just
locked him down?
He just went everywhere he went.
Wow.
I mean, but DK had the play of the year so far. Which I'm sure you've seen the replay of him tracking that dude down on the interception.
Buda Baker,
The Seahawks literally ruined the story of the week because that was just an unbelievable play, and they actually held him out of the end zone on that possession, and you thought that was going to be the difference in the game. But
what
the defense
a terrible
is so
possession,
bad.
By the way. I mean, Buda Baker brings the ball to the 5 or the 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can't punch it in from there? Oh, terrible.
They didn't even get a field goal. They decided to pass on the field goal later.
Yeah, but they got the win.
And then look at that division. It's the opposite of the NFC East.
Complete opposite.
So the NFC West, they've got 4 teams that all should be playoff teams because in last place is the 49ers, and they've had some injury issues, and they're still 4-3. Mm-hmm. They were in the Super Bowl a year ago. And then you have the rest of the division, looking great.
Do you notice, Jason?
Although the Rams play tonight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they play the Bears.
The Rams have only beaten NFC East teams.
Yeah.
So I'm highly skeptical about them.
Tonight will be a test.
Do you notice that on the site that Jason and I use, that the last couple weeks they haven't been putting Kyler and Russell Wilson rushing props up?
I have not
because those
that.
Are like those are my go-tos. In the last couple weeks, those guys are so good, they don't even put a number on it. I don't understand. Why don't they put a high number?
I don't know. I don't get that.
They're not even putting any number on it.
They're a little dicey sometimes. Like yesterday, I was watching the first quarter of the Washington game, I knew that game was over. So I tried to live bet Washington pretty much for the entire game. I only got one live bet in. But they took forever to post the live numbers.
Yeah, it was really slow yesterday.
Yeah, they were posting all the other games, but they wouldn't post the Washington.
Because they knew they were going to get killed by people betting against Ben DiNucci and Andy Dalton.
Well, I mean, they could have put
these numbers up.
They could have put the number high enough where people just stayed away, but they just...
Right.
When you're trying to live bet, are you trying to live bet the money line?
Yeah, I just money lined it, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to put a lot.
I got one in. I had to lay 250 to win 100, but...
Yeah.
I could tell after watching that first quarter, that game was over.
Yeah.
While we've ventured off about Washington for a little bit, because I don't want to spend much time on it, I was super excited to see Taulia play for the Maryland Terrapins.
Oh my God, that's one of the worst games I've ever seen.
Why can't we talk more about it?
It lasted all of one drive.
It's not worth it.
Or half of the first drive. It was pretty encouraging.
Well, look, somebody said to me, maybe you should root for – because if Maryland's not going to turn it around and become decent under Locksley, and I just don't know if it's going to happen – it's just never going to happen,
right?
Just in my opinion. I mean, somehow Fridge was able to pull it off for a couple of years, but we weren't in the Big Ten back then.
Correct.
Okay. So he's a good recruiter.
By the way, Maryland was arguably the worst team in college football on Saturday.
Yeah,
there were some bad ones.
But when you lose 43-3 to Northwestern.
Embarrassing.
What is the rest of the season going to look like?
I mean, Northwestern lost a bunch of nerds.
They had three wins last year.
And then,
you can stomach losing like that to Penn State, because that's happened a bunch in the past to Maryland. But to get blown out by Northwestern is...
Well, and Northwestern did whatever they wanted to do offensively.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then Taulia... First of all, he looks so tiny.
Bad.
He looks so tiny. Okay,
he makes terrible decisions. He throws in a double coverage.
Yeah, I know two is small, but Taulia looks tiny. He looks like a tot back there.
He's not
his
brother.
And outside of three-step drops, 5-yard passes, it's horrendous.
No, he's horrific. He makes terrible decisions. He throws in a double coverage all the time. His footwork is terrible. He's inaccurate. I mean. How bad is the other kid?
Well, I mean, Locke said...
Tongue's going to go for much longer. They might give him one more week.
Locke said he doesn't want the starter looking over his shoulder, but you can't have multiple performances like that without considering...
To be fair,
that's his first start.
I know. But Jason...
And he was bad. Yeah,
Jason,
was bad.
I honestly... Like, when you're at that level, and your brother's so good, and you're at Alabama, you're playing big-time Division I football, so Maryland's terrible, but you're in the Big Ten. These guys don't have the fundamentals to even set their feet. Their footwork is so bad.
He had the happy feet. He just looked like he wanted to get rid of the ball so quick.
I mean, it's like, oh, my God, these guys have no fundamentals.
And meanwhile, on the other side, was it Ramsey? Was that the dude's
name? Patrick Ramsey, yeah.
Did he ever get
sacked? Peyton Ramsey. What was that?
Was there ever any pressure on him? Because
I can't remember.
No, their defense wasn't.
Maryland's defense is pretty bad.
Yeah. Locksley did tell us
that they've got 56 new players.
They're very young.
They got a bunch of graduate transfers. They got freshman, sophomore playing. They were bad, and they're going to have a bad year, but it was one game.
Doesn't bode well. I mean.
And I can't imagine they're going to win more than a couple games.
I don't know who they can beat.
They might not.
Michigan State.
They might not. Michigan State was bad, too.
I mean, I bet on Michigan State. I didn't know they were so bad.
Well, you should have listened to me.
And then I should have listened. I didn't realize Shiano was back at Rutgers. I didn't think about that.
Pretty informed.
Didn't do your research.
I mean, I just didn't think about it. I just think Rutgers is always terrible. Oh. So
I can tell you this. And Lawrence will go number one, but Justin Fields looked like the number one overall pick on Saturday.
Are PJ Fleck and company going to come in and row the boat on the Terps?
Oh, yeah.
This Friday?
That was a given anyway.
I got a little slice for Taulia. I'm not going to lie.
What? What one aspect?
I don't know. I like the fact that
his last name is Tagovailoa.
I like the fact that the Terps are slinging it all around.
Yeah.
He's so bad at it.
It was just, I don't know.
Man,
but
he's
it was just
so bad at
it. It was just getting me sliced a little bit.
Oh,
the fact that we're throwing 40-yard bombs.
Dude, he was throwing him into double coverage.
I know, but I was getting
inaccurately. His feet were moved. I mean, he was horrific. And all I could think about was, how bad is the other kid?
I thought he threw those nerds steamroll your team.
I thought he threw a good
40
ball.
40-plus on the board.
He threw a good ball
to the other team.
So
does Robert. I mean, a lot of guys throw pretty spirals.
It was Northwestern.
Yeah.
43-3. Like, again, I didn't watch that much of it, but I when I got back home, because I was out, when I got back home, I watched a little of it, and then I told Stump was here. And I told Stump, I was like, I can't keep it on this. I just can't. Yeah, and then I would check back in. And I was like, I just couldn't watch it.
I watched deep into the second half. I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life?
It was bad.
It was terrible.
And again, they were arguably the worst team in college football on Saturday. And Pitt was really bad, but Pitt had a backup quarterback. But when you can only manage 3 points in a college football game, you are dreadful.
Clearly, Nick Saban brought in Talia as a make good, like as a package deal. Right. I'll bring all of them so I can get Tua.
Right. The whole the whole family moved to Tuscaloosa.
Right. Yeah. Right. That, all right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. It is a victory Monday. We're talking about Washington improving to 2-5 as they beat the Cowboys convincingly yesterday. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Do you think this team can actually win the NFC East now? We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Victory Monday on the Sports Junkies is driven by your local D.C. area Acura dealers. Shop dcarea.acuradealers.com for current incentives.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Victory Monday, talking about the Washington win against the Dallas Cowboys. Just dominated them, had 397 yards of offense, including 208 rushing. They converted 9 of 15 third down attempts, produced 4 scoring drives. And the defense held Dallas to only 3 points and 142 yards while forcing two fumbles. having one interception and six sacks. So it was a domination of the Cowboys. Felt like they should have done that because the Cowboys' offensive line was banged up. Their defense is horrible. They've got strife with players calling out coaches. So that leaves the Washington football team at 2-5. And I know Cakes last week would get frustrated if anybody talked about the division, but I think you have to, Cakes. The division is so bad.
Yes.
And I guess. And Washington right now at 2-5, they're the only team in the division with the winning record in the division. So they're 2-1 in the division. So they got a leg up right there in terms of tiebreakers. If you look at point differential, they actually have the best. They're minus 32. The Eagles are minus 33.
You're pointing out best negative point differential. Right. We're really going to go there.
Give me point differential in the division.
Oh, just looking at division games, you're going to ask me. That's going to take a long time to
do the
math.
They won by 10 in the Philly game. They lost by 1 in the Giant game.
Right. They should have won. They threw that a game.
So plus 9, and then they won by, what, 22? So what is that, plus 31?
31?
Yeah.
That could be fuzzy math.
There's no way anybody's got a better point differential than that. You know what? I'm going to declare it. We're the best team in the division.
Oh, gosh.
We should be 3-4.
But you're not.
He literally gave the game away last week on a macho decision that was incredibly stupid.
All right, but hold on. You're assuming that if they kick the extra point, they win the game.
Yes, because I think we were better than them. We'll find out in a couple weeks. Hopefully we beat them.
Yeah.
Hopefully we beat them. We had all the momentum.
And you've beaten the division leader. Head to head.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we should be undefeated in the division right now. And are we bad? Sure. We're not very good, but it's a terrible division. And, you know, we're dating the ugly girl at the prom, but who cares?
By the way, the division now is 7-20-1.
Yeah. It's a bad division. It'll be bad all year. It's not going to get better.
Nope. It's not going to improve.
But that's fine. We can take advantage of it. And
I think you can eliminate Dallas. I think now it's just a three-man race for the division.
If those offensive line guys are out for the year, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Dalton will be back in a week or two, but
I don't know, man.
I don't think that's going to help them much.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at the Eagles' schedule. All right, it's soft the next couple weeks. So let's even say the Eagles win their next two. They play the Cowboys and Giants. Mm-hmm. But then they go to Cleveland to take on the Browns. The Browns are 5-2. They play the Seahawks, who did lose their first game, but they're not going to win against the Seahawks. Then they go to Green Bay. That's a loser.
Big loss.
Then they've got the Saints. Then they've got the Cardinals, who just beat Seattle. I mean, that is a brutal five-game stretch for the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 2-4-1. So all these people that are saying that the Eagles are the prohibitive favorite now in the NFC East, I don't think they've looked at the schedule.
Well, Vegas looked at the schedule and they still made them the favorite. I'm telling you, the only reason that they made them the favorite is because of the quarterback. Even though Wentz has been sacked a billion times and thrown picks left and right, he's still, and you saw it in the last couple games, in the fourth quarters, he can make plays and he's still the best of the four. So that's the reason, you know, they'll get Miles Sanders back. They'll get some of those receivers back. I just think that based on what they have at quarterback, they're slight favorite, but it could probably go either way. I'll tell you what, Dallas is eliminated.
They are done.
Yes.
I'm telling you, if I look at the Eagles' schedule,
he's not doing anything with that.
I look at the Eagles' schedule, I have a hard time getting them to 7 wins.
Yeah, but you probably didn't think they were going to beat San Francisco either.
Correct.
They're going to beat teams that you don't expect them to beat. It's just the way the NFL is.
Yeah, but they could easily lose to the Cowboys or Giants or Washington.
I don't know.
Should have lost to the Giants the last time.
They're not going to lose to the Cowboys this weekend.
Probably not.
Here's the thing. I can look at our schedule.
Here comes optimist.
Here we go. Play the music, Valdez.
I can look at our schedule, and I could see a scenario where they finish with 8 wins. Now, do I expect it? No, because they're not consistent. But the Giants are poop. The Lions are beating bad teams. The Bengals, I mean, come on. The Cowboys, they're going to lose to the Steelers, they're going to lose to the Niners, they're going to lose to the Seahawks. But then I think the Panthers and Eagles games are, you know, up for grabs. I mean, they have 6 games that are legitimately up for grabs.
If they can replicate yesterday's offensive game plan against all of those teams, they have a shot at winning more games.
Yeah.
But if somehow, you know, Kyle Allen's turning the ball over again, or they become too pass heavy and they can't run the ball, it's going to be tough for them to win games.
Well, I wouldn't expect them to have great success running the football in the future. Remember, they entered yesterday dead last rushing the football.
Yeah, they're not very good at running.
They were running
for
82 yards a game. They played a team that was giving up 173 yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe with Brandon Scherff back, the offensive line improves, and they can improve upon that 82 yards per game running. But you're not playing the Cowboys every week.
I mean, yeah. Eric, yeah. That Cowboy team, that was the worst team in football, worse than the Jets.
Well, you said it wasn't a winnable game earlier in the week, Jason.
I clearly was wrong.
He was wrong.
All right, I didn't think they were that bad. They are that bad.
Hey, they were actually favored. On my site, they were favored.
I know.
So
I know. People made some cash if you took Washington.
I didn't have the courage. I thought it was a 50-50 game, but then I felt real good after the first quarter. Felt real good.
Washington didn't win, I said this during pregame yesterday that I was doing Logan Paulson. I said, if Washington doesn't win today, you're staring at 1-15, maybe 2-14.
Right. It was a must win, as you saw the way as bad as they were. And it was never in doubt. Yeah. That game was never in doubt.
I mean, the Cowboy players didn't even look like they wanted to be. Jalen Smith was missing tackles left and right.
They're a really bad tackling team.
They don't know how to tackle.
Yeah, I mean,
those guys have been playing football since they were about 6 years old. They can't tackle.
Let's go to Mike in La Plata on line one. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, man, congrats on the twins. I'm going to just give you a little advice, man. I got twin boys, and I got a daughter in college. Could enjoy it from now until 13 years old. After that, it all goes downhill.
Drabby, what did I tell you?
That's what you said.
They love you, man. They jump in your arms. Yep. They're going to run and jump up, and then when they get to that 13-year-old age and they start feeling like they know everything, that's a wash. Yeah. But anyway, congrats,
so
man.
True.
So I would say, I mean, I don't think we're going to win a division just based on scheduling. I don't think we'll beat Philly the second time around, just based on how we're playing. I think we only could beat teams that have, you know, an unsuccessful offensive line where our defensive line can kind of do their thing where it doesn't – we don't have to worry about our secondary winning the games for us. And then I also feel like we need another kicker in there this week to compete against Hopkins.
I've been saying that the last few weeks. You can't have
kickers
a ton of confidence
weird.
In Hopkins.
Kickers are weird, man. They're all confidence. And
remember his first couple of years, he was like a can't-miss type of kicker.
Yeah,
but then
he's just going through a bad spell right now.
Last couple of years, you're right.
Thanks
coming
for the call,
up next.
Bro.
We can get John Kime's take on that, insider for ESPN.com. He joins us every Monday at 7 o'clock, insider for ESPN.com. It is a Victory Monday here on The Fan. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.